This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The list of Republican candidates looking to take on Senator Michael Bennet this fall has come down to State Representative Ron Hanks and businessman Joe O'Day after this weekend's State Republican Assembly. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
And then there were two. O'Day secured his place on the ballot by petition. At a campaign event Sunday, he said his focus is on the general election.
When my wife and I started this campaign, we're focused on one issue, and that's making sure Michael Bennet is not a senator in November. And I'm going to stay on my message. That's my message.
Meanwhile, Hanks took the top line on the ballot through the assembly process. Hanks has questioned the results of the 2020 presidential election, and some Republicans think that might not appeal to voters worried about kitchen table issues like inflation. The two face off in June's primary. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The state wants to raise more money for public transit and electric vehicles, but conservative groups are suing to block that plan that would rely on new transportation fees. Michael Fields with the Advanced Colorado Institute says lawmakers should have gone to voters for approval.
You know, we're at a time when there's high gas prices, you know, families are struggling to make ends meet, and you're going to have an increase to a gas fee, to ride sharing, to deliveries, and voters never got to weigh in on that.
The fees will raise billions of dollars, including $5 billion for expanding an often congested stretch of Interstate 70 at Floyd Hill. Coloradans will start paying the new fees in July. Three fires in southern Colorado prompted evacuation Sunday in the city of Pueblo and in El Paso and Teller counties. Those evacuation orders were lifted by last night. Dry conditions and high wind warnings covered much of southern and eastern Colorado over the weekend, and that continues for much of that part of the state today. This is CPR News and KRCC.